Hi, I'm Tina, and you're listening to This Ugly Beauty Business. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. If you've been around a while, you probably know what this episode means. At long, long last, my second book, Salon Ownership and Management, A Definitive Guide to the Professional Beauty Business, is done. Well, mostly done. I still have to review the proofs and make final edits, but we're on track for an early November release date. I'm happy to officially announce that I can finally go back to my true passion, posting written articles for free on the internet and recording them for people who dislike reading. You're welcome. Today, I'm going to be reviewing the Salon Professional Self-Employment Preparedness Checklist. Normally, I stick pretty strictly to the script, but because this checklist isn't super long, I'll be expounding on a few different points as we go. Self-employment isn't easy, and anyone who told you otherwise was either lying or had the tools and knowledge necessary to pave the way for a smooth ride before they ventured out on their own. What about you? Is your business plan fully developed? Do you know about your legal obligations? Have you worked out your budget? Are you truly ready? Before you quit your day job and start filing business registration papers, take a few minutes to evaluate the Self-Employment Preparedness Checklist. First, are you familiar with your rights, obligations, and potential liabilities? Do you know what it means to be truly self-employed? If you don't, then I highly recommend you read my article, Independent Contractor, General Contractor, Subcontractor, and Self-Employed Defined for the Beauty Industry. You have to know the rules and your rights before you play the game, unless you like learning expensive lessons the hard way. Is your business model legal in the state where you plan to operate? Mobile practitioners in the United States, I am talking to you right now. Understand that there's a difference between on-location services and mobile salons. In the majority of states, you cannot throw your equipment into your trunk and perform services for clients at their house. Don't let the on-demand beauty apps fool you. For more information on the legality of on-location services, you need to read my article, Illegal Practices, It's Time to Talk About Glam Squad. Will you require any special licenses to do business in your area? For example, a sales and use tax certificate. Does your business require a fictitious name registration like a DBA, or will you be better off forming an LLC? Do you know how to file your estimated federal self-employment taxes quarterly, or will you require the services of a CPA? Do you have professional liability insurance? Will you also require a general liability insurance policy? Next, have you done your market research? Your market research will need to answer the following questions. Who are your clients? Where do they live? What do they need? And how do you plan to fulfill that need? Who are your competitors? What challenges are you likely to face, and how will you overcome them? Does your area truly have a need for your business, or will you have to find a more unique and marketable angle? Then we need to talk about your numbers. What do your numbers look like? Do you have enough starting capital? What will your annual operational costs be, including your salary? Because you have to get paid too. Your salary is very much a cost of doing business. How much revenue will you need to make to generate a profit? How will your costs affect your service pricing? Can your target demographic afford you, or are your projected prices going to be too high? Where and how will you do business? Are you going to freelance? Will you rent a booth or a studio? Are you going to open a home salon or a mobile facility? Hopefully one that is licensed as such and in compliance with all of your state board regulations. How will you generate additional revenue beyond the beauty services you offer? What about your branding and marketing materials? Are they well developed and consistent? Have you designed a website? Have you claimed your social profiles? Do you have a high-quality portfolio of your work? Does your logo suit your brand's tone, personality, and message? How will you internally and externally market your business to ensure it stands out? What about your day-to-day operations? Have you finalized your salon service protocols? What services are you going to offer? What are the steps to performing each service? How long will each service take? What is the material cost for each service on the menu? These are things you have to know. you're definitely not ready to open up your salon until you have solid policies in place. Will you have a cancellation or a late arrival policy? Will you require appointment deposits? Have you written those policies out? And how will you enforce them should a client violate them? Solo salon entrepreneurship requires just as much planning, research, and organization as traditional salon ownership. If you are preparing to go solo, I'd like to personally invite you to the Solo Owner Conference in Salt Lake City on August 19th and 20th, 2018. Discover what you need to know before venturing out on your own, or if you already work alone, elevate your business beyond your expectations. I'm teaching a select group of self-employed professionals how to do it right, whether they're just starting out or have been in the game for a while. It's never too late to do the math and make your business profitable. It's time to stop guessing and start setting yourself up for success. You can visit nailtechrealitycheck.com/conferences for more info.